With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance has guest-hosted Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show live from the White House. The vice president expressed his desire to pay tribute to his friend.
Everyone knew him as this fearless debater, this guy who would take the conservative message into hostile places and inspire younger generations to have courage. One thing that's hit a lot of those young Americans over the last week was how Charlie was there for them when others were not. When they were afraid to speak their minds, when they were afraid of what a professor would say, when they were afraid that they would be shouted down by their peers, Charlie was there, showing them that they could be courageous and that they could be bold.
A memorial service will be held for Charlie Kirk this coming Sunday in Arizona. President Trump will attend. DNA on a towel wrapped around a rifle found near where Charlie Kirk was assassinated matched that of the 22-year-old accused in the killing, according to FBI Director Kash Patel. He also told Fox and Friends investigators have also used DNA evidence to link the suspect Tyler Robinson with a screwdriver recovered from the rooftop where the fatal shot was fired. Authorities in Utah are preparing to file capital murder charges against Robinson as early as Tuesday in the killing of Kirk. Republicans are ready to change the Senate's rules to allow quick confirmation of dozens of President Trump's executive branch nominees. Senator Tom Cotton applauds the move.
We're going to put an end to 30 years of Democratic obstructionism. We're going to restore the customs and practices of the Senate going back almost 250 years, and we're going to get these nominees on the job so they can start doing the people's business.
This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq celebrate survival, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
There aren't a lot of believers left in the country, but there are a few. When ISIS took over a decade ago, Christians either got out of Iraq or were killed. Now the small community is rebuilding, and a coalition of churches held a formal celebration this month. Leaders of the Assyrian Church of the East, Chaldean, Syriac Catholic, and Syriac Orthodox churches are praising God that the faith has not been completely wiped out in Iraq. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belgium's prime minister traveled to neighboring Germany over the weekend for a concert led by an Israeli conductor whose appearance was canceled by a Belgian festival. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz thanked Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever in a social media post for his strong signal of solidarity. De Wever attended the concert given in Essen on Saturday evening by the Munich Philharmonic, conducted by Lahav Shani. SRN News. Germany's Conservative Party posts gains in local elections. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Friedrich Merz's party has finished first in municipal polls in Germany's most populous state, but the biggest winner in the first electoral test since Merz's government took power is the Alternative for Germany party, which nearly tripled its showing compared with 5 years ago. AfD's swift rise has been fueled by discontent over large numbers of migrants, but also other issues, including a stagnant economy and the war in Ukraine. Its support has remained high. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The mother of James Foley, the American journalist kidnapped and beheaded by Islamic militants in Syria in 2014, has told her story of loss and healing at a Vatican vigil attended by Pope Leo XIV. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.